This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're now looking at the issue of uneven enforcement and how that can be addressed. So you may have seen complaints circulating on social media about how the mandatory mask SOPs have been enforced, specifically how the police appear to be practicing double standards when penalising certain individuals for not wearing them, while letting others, such as politicians, off the hook. So one major example went viral. A teenager on a train platform was fined 1,000 ringgit for pulling down his mask. He said actually that he'd only pulled it down briefly because his face was itchy. The police meanwhile said that no, you know, masks have to be worn in public spaces and that's just what it is. In response to that, netizens have asked why he was given this hefty fine when there are prominent public figures who have been photographed not observing the SOPs. Many posts singled out the senior minister for economy, Datuk Sri Azmin Ali, who's been spotted at several crowded events without a mask. Many even tagged PDRM and the health ministry, asking them to take action and to hold him accountable. And as for the teenager, Kepong MP Lim Lip Ing has offered to pay for his fine. So in light of all this, then, we want to understand the kind of signal that this sends to people, you know, because and also, I think, to really dive into what stands in the way of equal enforcement and what can be done to address these challenges. And these are longstanding issues, I think, and the MCO appears to have exacerbated them a little bit. Early on, there were some conversations about people who were getting fined for opening or for doing all manner of things that didn't fall within the stricter MCO SOPs. Now, as we're seeing the CMCO and RMCO SOPs emerge, and in each there's been a little bit of a shift in tone and what's needed, I think over and over again, we are seeing there's always been this sort of one, there will always be this one flagship case or this one situation that shows up where everybody can point to it and say, yeah, look at that. You know, why is this person being punished so severely when you have ministers sitting down for meals or ministers, you know, having entire gatherings and not wearing masks? And the issue here, I think, more than anything else, aside from the fundamental inequality of it, is also what masks have come to signify. Because they're so visible, I think a lot of the things that we would have noticed in the past that might have rubbed us the wrong way or that we might think, eh, you know, this doesn't seem fair, it's not as obvious as what happens when you are wearing a mask. Masks are super visible. They're right on your face. They're often the first thing that you see nowadays as you're crossing the road, as you're walking around. So I think that they also signify that you care about the people around you enough to bother to put one on. So I think more than ever, masks and the very public visual nature of it means that when you see politicians not wearing masks and then you hear stories of people being punished, it just feels a lot more unequal. It feels a lot more painful than it did in the past. So we wanted to, as mentioned, talk about equal enforcement. Why is it that we're still not seeing that happening? And what are the kinds of mixed messages that it sends out when you see one person getting a hefty fine and others not? You can let us know your thoughts. I mean, what have you observed? What have you seen? Have you seen compounds or fines being issued? Have you received one yourself? You can let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be speaking after this with Surendra Anand, who's the co-chairperson of the Malaysian Bar Constitutional Law Committee. So that is going to be coming your way. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Banish fraudulent manoeuvres. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9. It is 6:49 and you are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. As mentioned, we are talking today about the issues surrounding equal enforcement when it comes to, well, all sorts of things, but particularly focused on mask wearing, because we did see a case over the weekend of a teenager on a train platform being fined 1,000 ringgit for pulling down his mask. People have since pointed out that there have been lots of photos of public figures in the current administration even, not following those same SOPs. So if you would like to weigh in, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now crossing over to Surendra Anand, co-chairperson of the Malaysian Bar Constitutional Law Committee. Surendra, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for advising.
So to start us off, could you walk us through the importance or the significance of having equal enforcement or being seen to have equal enforcement?
Well, I think it goes back fundamentally to a constitutional guarantee that all persons are equal before the law, and the law therefore must apply equally to people of similar nature or character. So I think in general, the law should apply equally to everyone, and for that purpose, enforcement should be equal and seen to be equal. So I suppose in this case, it should not make a difference as to whether a person is an ordinary person by the street or whether that person is a minister or even the most powerful person in the country. If he or she has committed an offence, then the law must treat everyone equally. And that equally applies to the enforcement perspective of the law. And enforcement is the starting point of the application of any law.
What kind of message then does it send when there are perceived double standards with enforcement, especially when they appear to be very visible, as when you're looking at things like face masks?
Well, I suppose it sends the wrong signal. And I think the troubling signal that it sends is that certain categories of persons seem to be above the law, or that this particular law does not apply to them. And that's obviously the wrong signal to send, because it should apply to everyone, regardless of the status, class of that person.
This is a relatively, this in the sense of it being about masks is a relatively new development with the pandemic and the CMCO and so on happening this year within the last few months. So is there also an issue here with the clarity of the law that's being enforced, or how well it was communicated to the general public and to law enforcement officials?
Yes, I think that's, to me, the biggest issue with the law here. I'm using the word law, you're using the word law. But I think as far as I've checked on the published gazettes on the Attorney General Chamber's website, there is no published regulation specifically prohibiting people or asking people rather to wear face masks in certain areas. That's one big issue. What we do have is an SOP released by the Majlis Keselamatan Negara saying that people should wear face masks in certain areas, specifically like malls, restaurants, or any crowded places. But as far as the law is concerned, the latest regulation on the COVID-19 scenario allows for the Director General of Health to issue certain directions to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Now, there has been no clarity whether an official directive has been issued by the DG on this face mask. He has made certain statements while giving out his statements to the press every day. That's number one. Number two, even when it comes to any direction of any sort, there is no clarity as to when are people supposed to wear face masks. It says crowded places, and that's also a statement by the Defence Minister and the MKN. What amounts to crowded places, we don't know. And I think it's also, I said that, look, if it's not a crowded place, if you're alone walking, you don't need to wear a face mask. Again, not much clarity. And then number three, you also have the scenario of when you say face mask, well, what kind of face mask? There's certain kinds of masks which perhaps are not compatible. So there's a lot of uncertainty. You don't have a specific regulation or rule that specifies all these things, which I think needs to be done, because the penalty, to me, can be quite heavy for a lot of people. A 1,000 ringgit compound or fine might not be a lot to some people, but I think to most Malaysians, especially in this scenario, it can be quite heavy. So I think that is really a critical downside of how this is done. If you want to punish someone for something, you need to have a very clear law or at least a clear regulation.
Right. And I wanted to pick up that point also about penalties, because as you rightly point out, 1,000 ringgit depending on who you are, depending on what your earning might be like, that is a heavy amount. So can or should penalties for certain laws be tailored so that they're more considerate of certain segments of society?
Yes, they can. So, for example, you would have some laws which provide for a range of punishment. So it'll be a fine from a minimum amount to maximum amount. And normally, if found liable, the court would have a discretion to determine what that amount should be. And one of the relevant factors would be the financial status of that person. And that, again, goes back to the problem we have with the case at hand, because you don't actually have a law or regulation specifically saying that you need to wear face masks. What you do have is statements made by ministers. You have an SOP by the MTN, which to me really doesn't have the force of law. And that's pretty much what you have, which is why sometimes it's perhaps a bit unfair to blame the enforcement personnel as well, because they would just be following instructions and they would also be at a loss to how to properly apply something which doesn't really exist.
Right. And does that open it up then for people who do receive these compounds to subsequently go on to challenge them or say that, you know, they don't think that they're valid?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of grounds to challenge them. Most of what I've said earlier, so you must have some basis to issue that compound. And I don't think, as of now, we do have any solid legal basis. Number two, even the regulation, as I said, which allows the Health DG to issue directions, has been questioned by a few lawyers. So you have the Prevention of Disease Act, which allows the Minister of Health to make regulations. He has made regulations. And he, in that regulations, empowers the Director General to make further directions. So that's questionable, because I don't think you can delegate power to someone and ask or allow that person to further delegate power. So that's another questionable area. So in short, I think legally speaking, I don't want to go into too much technicalities. There are quite a number of grounds for someone to challenge a compound.
And what do you think stands in the way of equal enforcement? Is it something perhaps to do with our culture or a culture of fear?
It could be, I suppose, and I think this goes back to a lot of things. Although, to be fair, in some scenarios, it might be practically difficult to enforce it over certain people, but I think in this case, it's not such an example. Simply because, I mean, you have clear evidence, I think pictures posted of certain VIPs and ministers that were not wearing masks in places they shouldn't be wearing masks. That's clear evidence, and I don't think there's anything stopping the enforcement authorities to take action. But I suppose if you go back, I mean, even during the former Prime Minister's time, you had the same problem where enforcement action was not taken when it should have been taken. So perhaps, yes, there is a culture of fear to take action against those who are in power. And I think that's perhaps a fair statement to make.
And looking at the tags that people, you know, on social media, they've been putting up these posts, they've been tagging PDRM and so on. So there is this very strong call and desire from the public for this level of accountability. Will it fall to the police then to take action based on these photos?
Yes. So any investigative action or enforcement action must start with the police. So the police has to first take action. If there's a need to go to court, that's when the Attorney General Chambers come in. So it all does start with the police, and I think that's why they are a critical institution.
Surendra, we have just a minute left, and so I'm going to ask you a big question. I'm so sorry, but how do you think accountability and equal enforcement can be strengthened here in the country? Because it's clearly a huge issue.
Yes, the very quick answer is you have the police and the Attorney General Chambers. As far as police is concerned, I think this is where an independent police commission might help in terms of strengthening the force and raising more accountability. And so far as the Attorney General Chambers is concerned, to me, you need to separate the public prosecutor who initiates criminal charges in court and the Attorney General. So the prosecutorial part of it has to be independent from the government. Right now, the Attorney General is a government appointee. So these more larger institutional reforms need to happen before I think we can see more accountability.
Surendra, thank you so much for joining us. That was Surendra Anand, co-chairperson of the Malaysian Bar Constitutional Law Committee, talking to us about even enforcement, or rather the issue of uneven enforcement when it comes to mandatory mask SOPs. If you'd like to weigh in, that number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.